Today I would like you to turn in your Bible to the book of Hebrews. Turn with me, please, to the book of Hebrews, and let's consider just one verse. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. Hebrews 9, 26. And we read, "But now once in the end of the world, once in the end of the age, the Lord Jesus Christ, He hath appeared, God Almighty, manifested in the flesh. He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself." Now we have put before us a very plain summary of the way the Lord Jesus Christ came to accomplish salvation for His people. Now make no mistake about it. What He came to do, He accomplished. The angel came and said to Joseph and Mary, "Call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sin." He effectually obtained what He suffered for. And what He obtained with His suffering, with His shedding of His blood, He obtained eternal redemption for His people. What He meant to do on the cross, He actually did. He didn't die in vain. He did not leave any work of salvation, work of justification. He did not leave any of His work undone. He prayed in John 17 and said this, "I've glorified Thee on the earth. I finished the work which You gave Me to do." He didn't die. Now listen to me carefully, please. He didn't die. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't die to make men savable or to make salvation a possibility. The Lord Jesus Christ died the appointed death at the appointed time, anointed of God as God's sacrifice for sin, and He saved and secured everlasting salvation for His people. Now make no mistake about it. He's not a failure. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us, and God sent His Son to be a sacrifice, a propitiation for our sin. Now, this is no theory of atonement. This is not my view or a theory of atonement. My friend, we have no theory. We have atonement. The Lord Jesus Christ by Himself purged and put away our sin. We have one high priest, the eternal great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, who had somewhat to offer. And the offering He had was Himself. There was one high priest. There was one death. He suffered and died for our sin, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us unto God. There was one sacrifice, one almighty and eternal sacrifice that He offered up. There was one atonement made. And my friend, the result of that one high priest, one death, one sacrifice, one atonement is redemption, reconciliation, and salvation. My friend, that is accomplished. Not attempted, but accomplished. It would be traitorous to His person, dishonorable to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, denying the plain testimony of Scripture, to suppose or suggest that He tried and failed, that He attempted to put away sin, and that He failed in His high priestly work for which He was sent of God Almighty to accomplish the purpose of God in the salvation of His people. We read in the book of Isaiah, "He shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied." We read in Isaiah 42 that He shall not fail nor be discouraged. Now here's a summary of the gospel found in verse 26. "But now, once in the end of the world," Hebrews 9:26, "hath He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself." Now let's consider four things from this verse. And here we see again the summary of the gospel. Here we see in this verse, the first thing we see is sin, the sin problem, or the problem presented in this little word, S-I-N. Sin is infinitely, horribly an evil thing. Sin is a very little word, but contains big problems. Sin is a transgression against God. David said, "Against thee and thee only have I sinned." It's rebellion against the sovereign majesty and rule of Almighty God. Sin is the denial of God's right to be God. Sin is in every one of us. We all have that sin nature and principle that we're born with. We've all committed sin. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are defiled with it. And to deny this is to call God a liar. John said, "If we say we have no sin, Notice that singular, sin nature, sin principle, born with sin. We have a sin nature. We deceive ourselves and the truth's not in us. By nature, we're totally depraved and sinful before God. You see the sin problem? And sin's very difficult to put away. All the Jewish sacrifices under the law could never put away sin. We read in Hebrews 10, it's not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. All the religious zeal of the Pharisees and priests couldn't put away sin. Their sacrifice, which they offered year by year, could never take away sin. All my repentance, now will you hear me? All my repentance, all my faith, all my praying through, all my devotion to God, all my religious zeal will never put away sin. And even the eternal suffering of an endless hell cannot put away my sin. God said, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And he means by saying that is this. Your eternal suffering in hell will never put away your sin. That's why hell's eternal. Because sin will never be put away. Sin deserves punishment. God said, the soul that sinneth must die. Wherever there is sin, there must be punishment. God is too holy. For God is too holy to look upon sin with favor. You see the problem presented? S-I-N. That's the sin problem. Well, secondly, we see this, the solution revealed. It says in our text that he appeared. Now, who is this? Who is it that appeared? God our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He that appeared is God. Who is this that appeared to accomplish salvation, to accomplish removing our sin? God Almighty. In the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. He who against all sin is committed appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. Now the very thought of the one who put away our sin, to put away the sin of God's people, compels thoughts of sweet comfort. Who is this one that came to put away sin? It's God Almighty. Had anyone else appeared to put away sin but God? It never could have been accomplished. Had anyone else appeared except God Almighty to put away sin, it never could have been accomplished. But with God, all things are possible. He who came to put away sin didn't come unsent. He was the appointed, commissioned, anointed, empowered by God Almighty to be the Savior of sinners. And my friend, He's no amateur Savior. He's no rookie Savior. He's commissioned of God. Sent of God, God Almighty, manifested in the flesh. You see the sin problem, but we have good news because the solution is revealed. And the solution is He hath appeared. God sent His Son. Thirdly, we see this, the sacrifice described. The sacrifice described. It says here that He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. In Hebrews 9, verse 14, we read, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works? The sacrifice of Himself. Jesus Christ didn't come to put away sin by example, nor merely did He put away sin by teaching. He came to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. And it involves His whole person. Body, soul, and blood. He bare our sin in His own body on the tree. God made His soul an offering for sin. And we know all through the Scripture, it's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses us. It's the blood of the Lamb of God. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that redeemed us from all sin. The high priest of old dared not approach God without a suitable sacrifice. And my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ came to God. He entered into not to the holy place made with hand, but into heaven itself to appear in the presence of God for us with His own blood. Jesus Christ Himself is the suitable sacrifice for sin. He hath given Himself, we read in Ephesians 5, He hath given Himself for an offering and a suitable sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling Savior. A sweet-smelling savor unto God. Now, Isaac of old asked the all-important question to Abraham. You remember Abraham and Isaac went to Mount Moriah to worship And Isaac said, "Behold, where's the lamb?" He said, "I see, we have the fire, we have the wood, we have the knife." He asked his father, "Where's the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." That lamb that God provided is God himself. John the Baptist identified him, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Now, God help us to be determined, as Paul, to hear, to preach, and to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified as all our salvation. That's the sacrifice described. We see the sin problem, the solution revealed, he appeared, and the sacrifice described. What is this sacrifice? Jesus Christ himself. And fourthly, in closing, we see this. The success declared. He says here that he appeared to put away sin, to put away sin. Jesus Christ, one offering, put away the sin of God's people forever. We read in Hebrews 10, verse 12, "But this man," speaking of Christ, the high priest, "after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering hath he perfected forever them that are sanctified." By the one offering of the Lord Jesus Christ made, it put away the sin of God's people, God's elect. He made an end of our sin by the sacrifice of himself. John said this, "He was manifested to take away our sin, and in him is no sin." Since the Lord Jesus Christ has stood as my substitute, such a high priest became us who was holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sin. He stood as a believer's substitute. And he stood as a believer's substitute and representative, bearing my sin. God laid on him the iniquity of us all. He stood as my substitute, bearing my sin. He shouldered my guilt. God laid on him our iniquity. God made him to be sin for us. He endured my punishment. The wrath of God fell upon him. And in doing so, he satisfied God's justice. And that's the only way the holy justice of God can be satisfied, with the sacrifice the Lord Jesus Christ made. And he made peace with God. He reconciled us unto God through his blood. Therefore now in Christ there is no condemnation to those who are in him. You see, he put away our sin. It wasn't an effort. It wasn't an attempt. It was an atonement for sin. Now who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? The blood atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood atonement didn't simply hide our sin or temporarily put away our sin. It put them out of existence. They no longer exist. David said this, "As far as the east is from the west, our God has separated us from our sin." Now, I hope you can remember this message. And next time you think about the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, you remember that his sacrifice is an effectual sacrifice. It's a glorious sacrifice. It's a substitutionary sacrifice. It's a satisfying sacrifice unto God.